Hi there, it's Lisa Berry, and welcome to the Lisa Berry Show podcast. If you ever want to hear the show live, just go to thelisaberryshow.com and click into how to listen. You'll get lots of options there. But today I've got some highlights for you from this week's show. And if you've ever wondered why some people have such an easy time in life and some people have a really hard time in life, we're going to talk about that and why an 83-year-old woman should be our role model today. It's all coming up on today's show. I heard about Anna today, who had her 8-year-old in the car, and he says to her, "Do you want me to throw the confetti in my pocket?" And she's like, "No, not in the car. Why do you have confetti in your pocket?" And he said, "It's my emergency confetti. I carry it everywhere in case there's good news." How brilliant is that? And if I had some, I would throw it in the air right now because I'm just happy to have you as a radio friend. Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. I was wondering if we could just take a moment and think about our friends that are going through really hard times. They're carrying really heavy suitcases. They weren't always heavy, but something happened. A death, a diagnosis, something heartbreaking. And as much as the rest of us talk about letting go of baggage, there's just no letting go for some. We're tourists. We're just passing through, and I don't know why some people get luggage that is so lightweight. There's handles, there's spinners on the bottom, and then other people get huge, heavy like lead suitcases with no handles and no wheels. And they have to carry that suitcase with them every day, every moment, everywhere they go. If that's you, I just want you to know that God sees you and all that is required of you every day. I don't know why your load is so heavy, but I do know that God is going to replace every ounce of heartache with 1,000 pounds of joy. And anything you've had to give up will be returned to you better than new. And I pray you find a way to leverage your loss into gain before that colossal repayment arrives. May you open your suitcase and realize you have an amazing set of tools to lighten the suitcases of others, putting wheels on the bottom and foam liners on the handles. And just know there is an expiration date on your suffering. In the meantime, you are loved, you are strong, and God is especially tender toward you. You know, sometimes life throws you a curveball. It can be really unnerving and frightening. Hey there, I'm Lisa Berry. Maybe you got caught in a company restructuring, or maybe like our Uber driver the other day, COVID kind of dried up your business. Before he was driving, he was a stagehand for a lot of really big productions. But when COVID happened, all those concerts dried up and he had to do something else. I was impressed because it's not easy to make a big change like that. And he said he was a stagehand and he had worked with a lot of really famous people. And so I asked him, I said, "Who of all the shows that you've done, who were the nicest performers?" And he said, "Darius Rucker and Lady Gaga." And I said, "Okay, you know I have to ask this. Who, from your experience, were the meanest?" And he said, "I hate to say it, but Beyonce treated everybody kind of like they were second-class citizens." Well, all this to say is I give you kudos if you have experienced some change that you didn't choose, but you're being positive anyway. Way to go. God's going to use all of it. I know. Well, if you have a child in first grade and wonder what sort of conversations first graders are having at school during the day, I heard from a very reliable source. It's all about losing teeth. 90% of the time, if somebody raises their hand, it's to share about a tooth that is either lost, really wiggly, or just kind of wiggly. You know how the things that people say to us can live in our heads for a lifetime? Well, I was thinking about that the other day in the airplane. There was a gal next to me who was there with her little boy, and she was like such a good mom. And I thought, you know, I need to encourage her. But then when I was thinking about the fact that the words I say have the potential to live in her brain forever, I thought, why not make my encouragement for her epic? Now, I know I'm setting this up like I said some amazing thing, which I did not. But I loved the exercise of sitting there trying to pick my words carefully. So the only thing I could come up with, because we were ready to land and get off the plane, I just said, "Excuse me, I just want you to know you are a terrific mom." And I don't mean just terrific. I mean like in all caps, terrific. Well, she blushed and said thank you. And I know it wasn't great, but I thought I want to start doing that. Not only say an encouragement, before I say it, to make sure it's the most epic encouragement I can think of. Do not set goals. That's not going to help you. Hey there, I'm Lisa Berry. Doesn't that sound crazy? That like goes completely against everything we've heard. But Tim Ferriss, he wrote the book, The 4-Hour Workweek. Well, he's really struggled with depression and being bipolar. It didn't help him at all to set his goals because he would worry them to death and they would crumble and go away. So he had to change his whole strategy. I watched him doing a TED Talk on this. And what he had to do is define his fears, not his goals, his fears, because his fears were wiping out all of his wishes. So he decided to make a list from 1 to 10 and have 3 columns. In the first column, he had to identify what he was most afraid of. In the middle column, he wrote the word prevent. How can I prevent what I just wrote in column 1? Like maybe your first thing is, I'm afraid of failure. Second column, how can you prevent failing? And you write down a few things of how you can prevent it. Then in the third column, that one's called repair. And you write, even if that does happen and I do fail, how can I fix it after the fact? Well, you could chalk it up to experience. You could analyze what you did wrong and try to fix it the next time. And that was the winning strategy for him. It might be for you too. Just thought I'd pass it along. Have you noticed how the way you buy Halloween costumes for your kids changes over the years? One of my friends said, a new mom will buy her kids Halloween costumes back in August, but an experienced mom takes her kids shopping on October 31st so they can't change their mind 800 times. Never underestimate God's ability to come to your rescue. Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. You know how I know this? You've heard about these Asian hornets that have started to invade. They're almost impossible to get rid of. Guess who's coming to the rescue? No, not the government. No, not scientists. The humble bumble. the bumblebee. Who knew? But they have top-tier combat skills. Let me just tell you how dirty the Asian hornets fight. So they hang around a hive, a beehive, and as soon as one of the worker bees comes back, they attack it. But these bumblebees, when a hornet attacks them, they grab hold of the hornet, and you know what they do next? They drop to the ground. And then the hornets lose their grip. Then the bumblebee takes that stinger like a sword and fights until the hornet gives up. Scientists are stunned. They never knew anything about this. And I just want to tell you that the minute you think God has run out of resources to help you, he has not. Hang in there. He's not done yet. I don't know if you've ever called a radio DJ before. One thing that you probably don't know is that radio DJs love it when you call. Because, I mean, think about it. I'm sitting here all by myself. I don't know if somebody is nodding or shaking their fist at the speaker. And when you call, then I know what you're thinking and what you want to share. So I actually did a Facebook post asking people several questions. One of them being, have you ever called a radio station? What did you call about? And what would it take for you to actually call? Most people said they would call in if they could win something. But you know what I love? When I'm talking about something and that reminds you of a story or something that you want to say in response to what I just said or add to it, then all of a sudden we have this cute little friendly exchange. So all this to say, if you ever want to call the show, I would be thrilled if you did. And if you go to thelisaberryshow.com, you can call the show right from there, just pushing a button. You don't even have to remember all the numbers. So there you go. Hi, it's Lisa. You're on the air.
Oh, I am permanently locked. All six of my presets are on yours in triple.
Oh, that is just awesome.
You know, and it's funny, though, because the guys give me a hard time because I deal with the automotive industry, because I'm constantly running parts for them. Don't take this the wrong way, but the thing is, I'm not religious at all, so they give me a hard time about all the time. They go, what is that playing in your car? And it's like, oh, man, it's great stuff. You got to listen to it.
Wow. Well, this is really fascinating. Thank you for sharing this. Now, can you elaborate? What do you mean when you say you're not religious?
Oh, agnostic, atheist, you know, both. Yeah, and it's funny, too, if you think about it, and I find it really strange, too, and I'll tell you why. It's not that I don't believe in an entity, if you will, but it's more like, I guess without being offensive, it's more of the power I believe in gives people the ability to create a God and to believe in, to connect with that power.
Wow, well, thank you for answering honestly. I appreciate that. And I'm thrilled that you're listening. I'm curious to know, if you were to give your attitude a letter grade today, what would it be? I think I'd be a C minus. Okay, now you and I need to meet this 83-year-old woman. Now, I fear that you will have the wrong picture in your head just because I said she's 83. No. This woman is beautiful, well-dressed, well-read, and she's ready to face the day at 8 a.m. sharp with her hair done, perfectly applied makeup, and she's moving to a retirement home because her husband recently passed away. So here she is the day she's going to move into the home, and she's sitting there for hours in the hall of this retirement home. She's just smiling pleasantly, and then they told her her room was ready. I love it! The staff person says, wait, you haven't even seen the room yet. Just wait. Mrs. Jones said, that doesn't matter. Happiness is something you decide. Whether or not I like my room doesn't depend on how the furniture is arranged. It depends on how I arrange my mind. I've already decided I like it. It's a decision I make every morning when I wake up. I have the choice. I can spend the day in bed going through the difficulty I have with my body parts that don't work, or I can get out of bed and be thankful for the parts that do work. Okay, Mrs. Jones, you are the ultimate hero today. Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. Thanks for listening today. If you want to know more, just check out thelisaberryshow.com.